Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the census.
Yes, it's the 2010 census, that big thing that comes up every 10 years. It's mandated by the Constitution, so you have to do it.
Yeah, you know, in all seriousness, there are people who are really, really not trusting the census thing. I don't quite get that, but there's a lot of...
I think they're just people who have this innate fear of giving the government any kind of information.
Well, okay, I'll go along
kind
with that.
Kind of ignoring the fact that the government has it all already anyway.
They pretty much do.
Yeah.
But obviously they want to get dialed in a little bit more, and particularly on demographic information that could be helpful.
Absolutely.
In setting policy. Mm-hmm. And another big one for the state of Minnesota is the potential threat of a loss of a congressional seat.
Right. Yeah. That's what the census was originally set up for, was to be able to distribute the congressional seats proportionately around the country. And so you have a fixed number of congressional seats that have to get spread all over. And if a state loses some population, or if another state gains more population than you, you might end up losing your seat to them. And so now there's a real horse race going on this year amongst a bunch of states. They're in danger of losing seats, maybe gaining a seat, but the seats are all really shifting to the west and the south, to places like Arizona and Utah and places like that.
Well, that shouldn't come as any surprise. I mean, you know,
Not really.
The population growth. I was just in Phoenix, and it's insane
how
much that city has grown. I mean, really, it's actually kind of, well, insane. Did I
insane.
Mention that it's insane?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, there's no water there. Hello.
And the thing is, even though Minnesota is gaining population, we can still possibly lose a seat. And, of course, we know where that seat is going to come from. It's going to come from rural Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, with the census too, it's also used to redistrict the Senate and House seats in the state legislature too. So there will be a big shifting in about 2 years when all the census data comes out.
And I know that some of that gets political. I mean, there's no question about it, you know, like how the different parties try to draw the district lines just the right way so that they're likely to get voted in and things
like
that.
Well, it's never been solved out of court since the 1960s.
Well, they always get the lawyers involved,
don't
they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it is important. And, I, you know, one of the things that's particularly important, I think, with this census in rural Minnesota is the non-white population, the immigrant population, the refugee population, all these unique populations that may be reticent to get involved.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, in some communities, they're a very significant part of the population. And so some of these towns might not be getting a big chunk of their population counted.
Well, it's something that is, well, as you say, mandated by the federal government every 10 years. It comes around, and 2010 is the year for the U.S. Census. And be watching for materials dropping into your mailbox soon.
Right.
Thanks, Marnie, for dropping by. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.